Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Tea with Charlie. Today I have a very, very good story, and a story that, without a doubt, will play an impact into this you're hearing. I've brought many people, some of my friends, onto my podcasts. I've invited them at least. Many have said yes, and I am pending on recording some sort of podcast with them. But without a doubt, these podcasts will be amazing. And the last one, the Roxy one, with my dear, dear friend Roxy, went absolutely fantastic. I could not have asked for some other person better than her. Because with her experience and with her going through stuff and me understanding what she's going through, it's believable. And I just want people who are willing to share their experiences and are willing to share their feelings and their emotions and what they've gone through, because it's likely that not a lot of people listen to those people that are, well, just saying their things and letting their feelings be heard. But in any case, without a doubt, many people are going through a lot of things, and they're just not willing to talk to an adult or just anyone. And many people come to me for advice and for, you know, but it's likely that those people are going through something emotional in their life. And we need to give them time, and we need to be prepared for what can come next with those experiences that they're going through. And I've gone through some experiences myself. They're not as bad as other people's experiences that I've heard about. But in any case, this story was back then in 8th grade, having to deal with my English teacher. I'm not going to say her name. My dear friend, Jay, was there, and her friend, and many other people. I didn't talk to Jay a lot back then, because he or she was very... They just didn't know me and what kind of person I was. Like people say, don't judge a book by its cover, because you're going to find their true feelings and emotion later on. Well, yeah. A friend of mine kind of, not made us hung out, but introduced me into their little group, and I was overcome with joy, because it's an amazing feeling when you're talking to other people that you've never met, and it's just fantastic. And that time that I met Jay, you know, we did go through things, and we did, I believe, like, have arguments in the past, but we let that go aside, and we talked to each other, and we went through things together, and we're a great friend now. I have been her friend, or his friend, for over 3 years, I would say, 4 or 3 years, and it's just fantastic how friendships and how people can come and overcome these situations, and it's just fantastic. But getting back to the story, my English teacher was very good friends with the principal and other people, but me being a badass, I don't like to have people being over the top with me and being difficult with me, because if you're difficult with me, I'm going to be difficult with you, and I'm going to be on your ass. And I was on her ass because they lost my test. They lost my benchmark on. They took me to the principal's office. I let the principal have it. I told her, she doesn't have my damn benchmark. And that's a problem. Because now she's saying that I have one, gotten a bad grade because of it, because of losing my benchmark, which I did not do, the teacher did. And two, because she's out there screaming at me because I don't have a benchmark. I let that principal have it because I'm not having any of it. It's not fair that me as a student, I am responsible for the things I do. And the teacher gets away, or she didn't get away in this case, but in this situation, let's say she did. It's not fair for the teacher to get away with it. I'm sure a lot of people have gone through it, and I'm just glad I'm not one of those people that settles down and that is not quiet, because I'm not going to be quiet for a long, long time. You're never going to win me in an argument until I shut my mouth, which is a very crucial part of being me, of who I am. And I love the people that are just like me. Like Jay. Jay never gives up in any time. He's an amazing person, you know? But there are people that just are respectful because they just, meh. But me, I speak up. I speak up towards the facts. I speak up towards teachers because it's not right that students are being incorrectly disjustified of what they've been doing through this whole time. It's not fair that the teacher's not responsible for something, yet the student needs to be held accountable for that situation. It just gets me mad and enrages me when that happens. And we need more people like me. We need people to stand up and recognize the teachers that are doing that, but it's not going to happen for a very long time. And yet, I had a lot of incidences with that English teacher, and I just stormed out of her class one day. It was almost going to be lunch. I just stormed out of her class because I can't remember. Well, it was a troublesome class, and I remember laughing and giggling around, and then she just started getting mad, and she said something. I quickly forgot about what she said, honestly. And I just stormed out of her class because I didn't find it, you know, to be fair with me, because everyone was laughing and giggling. But in any case, I stormed out of the class and I just went to the choir room, and I told one of my dear, dear choir directors that I will never forget, my middle school choir director, my first middle school choir director. She was a very nice lady, and I mean, everybody loved her until she left, because she was an amazing person, and we're going to leave it at that. But yeah, I would always tell her my tea, and a lot of my friends would always hang around during lunch with her, because it would be, I believe, when she had the sixth graders and we came over for lunch. Oh man, it was fantastic being there in the choir room. In those days, I wasn't practicing choir, or I wasn't practicing for regional all city choir for middle school, because, I mean, sometimes you feel like doing it, but sometimes you don't. And I didn't feel that passion when I became a bass for my middle school, until I came to high school and I realized, oh, the big boys play in Allstate. But, you know, and I got in the Allstate choir from them. So it's been fun. My life's been a lot of amazing stories that I can tell you, and a lot of saddening stories that I can tell everybody. But I know some people have gone through this, and some people in high school are currently going through a lot of things. But in any case, there is light under the tunnel, and we will never go into darkness, which leaves it at this. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for hearing this, and have a great day.